Blackstone presents The Lemoncholy Life of Annie Astor by Scott Wilbanks. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. For Mike, first, foremost, and always. And in Todd, Edmund's loving memory. Lemoncholy. Noun, lemoncholy. Plural, lemoncollies. 1. The habitual state in which one makes the best of a bad situation. Adjective. 2. Affected with, characterized by, or showing lemoncholy. Related forms. Lemoncholily, adverb. Lemoncholiness, noun. Unlemoncholy, adjective. Word origin and history. Circa, yesterday. A fabrication of the author's twisted mind that combines the phrase "if life gives you lemons" with the word melancholy to represent the state of being in which one makes the best of a bad situation. Chapter 1. Pray for me, Father. May 16, 1895, San Francisco, California, Mission Dolores Basilica.
Randall, I've not forgotten our quarrel, but I'm asking you to put that aside for the sake of scholarship and the friendship we once shared. You were right, I fear. I meddled in something beyond my understanding. The time travel conduit works. I've shaped it as a door, but not, I suspect, by science or my own hand. You are the only person who won't think me paranoid, should I put words to my suspicion. Something slumbers within it, something with designs of its own. Words have power. You know that better than anyone. And I am beginning to suspect the ones the shaman spoke, and which I foolishly copied into my journal's companion piece, my codex, were an invocation. Please come soon, I beg you. Or don't come at all. And if you don't come, then pray for me, Father. Matters are coming to a head, and my instincts say this will not end well. David Abbott.
Captain, adolescent con artist extraordinaire, picker of any lock, leader of Kansas City's notorious sandlot gang, and unofficial mayor to all its throwaways, plucked a wilted lettuce leaf from her hair as she peered through a break in the pile of rubbish where she was hiding. Fabian didn't look so good, she thought, but there wasn't much she could do about it. He was lying in the mud, his legs bent at odd angles, and was staring down the length of his outspread arm, his mouth opening and closing in a creepy imitation of a fish on the chopping block.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?